The Horseman's Corner is an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, on the air since 1994 with over 7,000 episodes with people involved in the world of horses. I'm Howard's son, Brian, and we welcome you to the Horseman's Corner.
If you have an ag business, you need to use the internet to its fullest advantage because more and more people are using the internet every day. And you can be located on a good place to get found at agsearch.us, horsemanscorner.com, cattlemanscorner.com, or harvestusareport.com. For more information, just give us a call. Our numbers are on any of those websites. Horsemanscorner.com, cattlemanscorner.com, agsearch.us, and harvestusareport.com.
Here's a fun interview with a couple old-timers, Howard Hale and Buster McClory. Let's listen in.
Buster, give me some of your background. How did you get to the point where you were training horses for the public and putting on clinics?
I was born out in the 460s, and so I cowboyed for, I don't know, 30 years probably. And I met Ray Hunt back in the mid-80s, learned quite a bit about the horse from Ray. I run a couple of ranches for another 10 years or so, and I never really set out to do any clinics. First one person then another got to call in asking for a little help. Two or three of them ranchers asked me to come and help their cowboys start the colts. So the business just kind of came our way. That's kind of how we got started.
Before you met Ray Hunt, who were some of the folks that were kind of influential as far as your horsemanship was concerned?
Well, my daddy rode really good horses, and my granddad Woods was a good horseman. A guy named Keith Slover was really good hand with a horse. And my daddy was friends with Burst Welch and Matlock Rose and some of them guys. So I got to be around them at an early age. So.
Some real legends in the horse business. That was Buster McClory with Howard Hale. Thanks again for listening to the Horseman's Corner. That's going to do it for today's program. May God bless. I'm Brian Hale.